And now it's time for the video pick of the week. And Flora is here. Hi, Flora.
Hi, John.
So what do you have for us?
This week, we have a Valentine's Day special. Getting ready for next week's Valentine's Day, in case you didn't remember.
How romantic.
Yes, of course. Always on Science Friday. Yeah. So, you know, maybe you're in this situation. You have a special someone, but you're not sure if he or she reciprocates. Well, science may be able to help. Gaze deeply into that person's eyes, and while you're doing it, just try to measure their pupil size.
Really? Measure their pupil size? Why is that?
Well, I mean, you also might want to ask them. So, what I learned this week is that studies have shown that our pupil will dilate in response to strong emotions, it turns out, and other things too. So increased cognitive load. So when they've asked people to memorize a long string of numbers or concentrate on something, or stress will dilate your pupils a little bit. And it's kind of a
hosting a talk show, maybe.
Yeah, your pupils look a little dilated.
They're huge right now, yeah.
Yeah, and when you're interested in things, too, yeah. Your pupils will dilate. And so I spoke with Bruno Lang, who's a psychologist at the University of Oslo, and he is kind of a champion of this methodology.
It's called, if you know Italian, actually, you know already why it is called Bella Donna, which means pretty woman. It's because men would find very attractive and that a woman would talk to them with these very large pupils because it looked like your interlocutor was so interested in you.
And you heard him right there.
There he is.
There he is magically appearing. I don't know. Anyway, so what Bruno Lang was talking about there was this plant called belladonna. And the folklore goes that in the Middle Ages, women would put drops of this plant, which, by the way, is poison, so do not try this at home.
Do not try that at home either, yeah.
Into their eyes, and their pupils will dilate. And it turns out that, you know, apparently men found this attractive, according to the myth anyway. So there's some evidence that not only do our pupils dilate when we're feeling strong emotions, but that also we respond to it. And there have been studies showing that actually we find people with dilated pupils more attractive, for example.
But what about this idea that her beauty is like the sun? I mean, that would make your pupils go the other direction, right?
Yeah. If her beauty was like the sun, your pupils would get really small. So maybe if she were radiant, your pupils would get smaller, but hers would be still big. I'm not sure quite how to parse that.
Well, I think, as you said earlier, Flora, probably if you're going to stare across the table at someone over Valentine's Day, you should ask before you just stare directly into their pupils.
It's a little creepy.
It is a very romantic video. Thank you very much.
Yeah, check out the video. It's on our website. You can see some very up close and personal shots of eyeballs, which are pretty cool. Some tips for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and a little bit scary, too. Thanks so much, Flora.
Thanks.
Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Bergquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata and Namisha Serene Anand. Sam Plato is our production assistant. Neil Rausch is our technical director, and he's at the controls here, along with Manoli Weatherall in New York. If you missed any part of this program or others, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcasts, both audio and video. You can go to our website, sciencefriday.com, take SciFry along with you on our iPhone and Android apps, and continue a week-long discussion on Twitter at SciFry. You can always email us, too. The address is scifry@sciencefriday.com. In New York, I'm John Dankosky in for IRA.